Rav Kovish in the room.
Thank you very much.
There are a number of Talmidei Rabbosai who have come to the shiur this man who completely missed the entire series of shiur which I gave on Shalom Bayis and seeking out a proper shidduch. And frankly, those who were there probably need a little chazara. So I want to mention something which I once said at a wedding which took place during this parish, the parish of Tazria, this week's parish. I believe it's a musa hasla for everybody. It says over here, "Uviyom heiros for boser chai yitma." Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Says Rashi, "Yesh yom shataroa, v'yesh yom sheena taroba." Bikanamu chosan nosn lo kol shivus yimei mishnah. For the entire 7 days of a celebration, even if he has a mara or a nega, we're going to ignore it. We won't pronounce the tameh. It says the goyim have to do with the pronouncement of the kohen. We won't pronounce the tameh, so the kohen walks around Torah for shivus yimei mishnah. We don't want to ruin it for him. What's pshat? The simple pshat is it's yontif shalom. It's yontif. We don't want to ruin his yontif. I wanted to say it past a bit of a deep pshat. The Meshech Chochma points out that there's a double expression found at the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel. In Pasuk Gimel it says, V'ro ha-kohen et ha-nega. In Pasuk Hei it says, V'ro'ohu ha-kohen. V'ro'ohu, I think, means, the question how we translate it, means the kohen will see, not it, but the kohen will see him. I don't have the official translations here. V'ro'ohu, I think, means the kohen will see him. So Meir Simcha says, what do you mean, we'll see him? See the Negev. Let me see him. Says the Meshech Chochma, the remez we just saw before. You have to see, and here's the word I want, the American phrase, the whole picture. We are very into restrictive looking. I look at this little dot, this little dot, I find this little fault. Under a microscope, I found this problem and that problem. That's no way to look. You have to look at the whole picture. When the Kohen comes to look at the Nega, and he sees something on the spot, a dermatological problem, right away he'll say, Tumen. No! Maybe it's a Chosn. Maybe it's a Chosn. We give the Chosn, and if it's a Chosn, we will not say Tumen. Why? Because we're all who are Kohen. Look at the whole picture. But give a special grace period for the Chosn. If this is the case, gentlemen, I believe that we can argue that the reason why, the ultimate reason why a chosn is given his 7 days of grace here is not just because it's a yontif of his. It's a kind of a midah keneged midah. Our message to every chosn, every new chosn in Kala is, we'll learn Parshas Tazria. Why? Because when you get married, I'm telling you a point of fact. Those who are married, I'm sure can chuckle. But those who are not yet married will be chuckling one day, if you remember this rush. When you get married, you'll discover things about your wife, which you didn't know about it when you were chosn kala. Personal habits, maybe you'll find, I also give the example of how they squeeze the toothpaste, you know, they pour this way, they go that way. Maybe you'll find, there's a little growth on a big toe, which you didn't know about before. You'll find something or other. It's inevitable. You'll find something that you didn't know about. And believe it or not, there are people who are crazy enough, they're literally crazy enough to get to obsess about these little Narish guys. And they had a problem, terrible problem with Shalom Bayis. Because this is the Ro'ah Es HaNega. They found the Nega. P.S. The same guys who will find the Nega, I can tell them another place to find the Nega. Chazal has an expression, which has been used by the Balei Musa. Kol anegoyim adam roeh, the Mishnah Nazarim, chutz minigei atzma. It literally means a kohen can pass an elohim except for his own. He can't, oh, this is Torah. Let's go something to a different kohen. But you know what the Malim wants to say. You see all the garim except for your own. Look in the mirror. Look at all your little shortcomings. What are you looking at her for? Look at yourself in the mirror. You have more shortcomings than she has. The answer is that both she and you have to look at the bigger picture. Why do you get married? You get married to the bigger picture. There's so many good things that you share, that you admire about each other. That's what you focus on. The Ahu Hakohen. Don't look at the small little tiny little pagam, little nega. Look at the person himself or herself. See how wonderful the person is. All right, there's certain shortcomings. There's always going to be certain shortcomings. Maybe the shortcoming is really you. Maybe it's not really her. You didn't chutz minigei atzma. This is something which is of critical importance. I hear more and more stories of problems in marriages, and I feel an obligation and responsibility. Although I think it's enough to do it once a year, a series of shiurim, since there are those who come in the middle, at least to make at least a one-time brief pitch just for a few minutes. So we should be very careful in not only our selection of a marriage partner, we spoke about barichas at that time, but in maintaining our marriages, in being a mensch. I was at someone's house last night, late at night, and hearing a story about a terrible story about a woman who was married to a yeshiva bacha, and 2 months later was already a get. And I was told it was only get because of the prenuptial agreement signed. And the person surmising was some kind of an abuse, whether it be physical abuse or verbal abuse, because the guy wasn't a mensch. And the woman was smart to get out quickly while the getting was good. I don't want anyone to ever come to me and say, you have a Talmud, not a mensch. And he's not a mensch, and he didn't treat his wife properly, and I don't want. I'm telling you, if you're not a mensch, leave this year now. I'm going on record. I don't want, I'm serious. That's called a Talmud Shein Hogan. I've had many Talmidim over the years who I'll call them and say, the Shvacha Talmidim, they didn't do so well in the Bechinas. I'm Meichel. Try your best to chatter a little bit. This is not Harvard, where you have to worry about GPAs but if a Talmud of mine is not a mensch, then I don't want to consider to be my Talmud. If I didn't succeed in explaining the importance of being a mensch, and if someone who's not a mensch, I can't deal with it. I've dealt, as I say before, I've dealt with the brightest Talmidim, I've dealt with very weak Talmidim. Oh, Hashem, that's weird. But someone who's not a mensch, that's a real Talmud Shein Hogun. Terrible. I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you. If you want to remain my Talmud, with Kabbalah upon yourself right here today, right now, you're going to be a mensch. You're going to be nice to people. And more important than anything else, you'll be nice to your wife. As we read it from the Sefer Charedim, we spoke about it. The person is going to come to us with love for Din B'Cheshvan. And did many different good things. He was always with Sochei Tzibah, no business. And he wasn't nice to his wife, he's thrown all away. It's worthless. Because all your other activities, you're not being nice to yourself, really. Be nice to your wife. It's the most important thing. You should all be zocher to fulfill these ideas, and through this, we'll be zocher to the kohen coming again and doing the avoda. The biggest benefit from here, of your main army. Amen.